This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and all across this great nation, and in fact around the world, there is a big question. Restart or restop? The AP has a story, countries reopen amid second wave fears. And then there's this, a great way to start the week. Dr. Fauci, America's knowing expert uncle, says football coming up this fall may be possible with ample testing. For people who have been skeptical about testing, this is a clear signal. We've got to get to it. We will be getting to the President of the United States, who is doing his first press briefing from the Coronavirus Task Force in 2 weeks. And that's coming up in about an hour, and we will go to it live, of course. We will also be covering the fact that that task force has its own coronavirus problem. The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, I believe, has done a fine job as head of that task force, and a unifying and calming and uplifting job that helps the country face this difficult situation. His press secretary, newly appointed, also a newlywed, the new wife of Steve Miller. Her name is Katie Miller, Katie Waldman Miller. She tested positive on Friday while she was on the vice president's plane. She tested positive for coronavirus. They delayed his flight by over an hour to test everybody else on the plane. Nobody else had it. The vice president doesn't have it. The president doesn't have it. This is the second person very much around the White House. Of course, everybody has now come up with all these photographs showing Katie Miller standing right next to, I mean, almost arm in arm, with Kayleigh McEnany, the new White House press secretary, with Mark Short, the chief of staff for the vice president. What does all this mean? Well, it means that Stephen Miller, who could be the most controversial of all of President Trump's controversial aides, Stephen Miller is putting himself under self-quarantine, some kind of a lockdown, probably for the recommended 14 days, because his wife has tested positive. President Trump was at their wedding on February 20th and at the Trump International Hotel, which generally hasn't been doing that much wedding business recently. But golf courses are open here in the state of Washington. We have friends who went out and took advantage of the golf courses, which are beautiful. The weather is beautiful. And despite all of that, Bernie Sanders does not have exactly a sunshine view of what is going on in this spring season in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Here is Senator Sanders.
And to understand that we are in the worst moment in American history, maybe since the Civil War. You mentioned the official figure of 77,000 people dying of the virus. There are epidemiologists who estimate that that is significantly lower than reality, probably over 100,000. The number of 33 million people who have lost their jobs in the last 7 weeks probably understates that reality as well. Even more people have lost their jobs. So we are in a terrible, terrible moment.
Okay. A worst moment since the Civil War? And he's talking about death statistics. The death statistics, very conservatively, for the pandemic of 1919, basically started in 1918. The pandemic of the Spanish flu, 675,000 people killed, dead, lost their lives here in the United States alone. And with devastating financial impact, it was cushioned to some extent by the fact that we had just finished the war. All that we were spending on keeping our troops in Europe, we lost 125,000 troops in the war. So it got confused with that. But to say that this is a worse moment than the Spanish flu, where however many people end up dying, and we did pass 80,000 today. And that's 80,000 dead. And by the way, don't believe any of the nonsense about the people who died of coronavirus didn't really die of coronavirus. They did. The numbers are solid. The crackpots who are pushing conspiracy theories about lying numbers are simply wrong. And this is one of those things where the government itself and Dr. Fauci, who I think is the most respected voice on all of these issues, Dr. Fauci on April 9th, which is more than a month ago, said he was very relieved because based upon his modeling, based upon information from the University of Washington and other sources, that we would be able to hold the death toll below 60,000 up till August 4th. And then he was unsure about whether there'd be a second wave. Okay, we're now already way beyond 60,000, and we have about, what, 2 months to go? Let's see, May, June, July. We have 3 months to go before August 4th. And with 80,000 dead so far, there could be a lot of dead Americans. It won't be as bad as the corona, as the Spanish flu of 1918, but it is a terrible pandemic. And concerning the number of people who have lost their jobs, Steven Mnuchin was on with Chris Wallace of Fox News, and he was all over the weekend. He acknowledged we may go up to, we're just under 15% unemployment now, which is just stunning when you think about it, because 3 months ago we were at 3.5%. We've gone from 3.5% to 15%. We could easily go to 25%. Steven Mnuchin indicated that himself. He did say, however, that he has a problem comparing this to the Great Depression. He would probably have a problem, I'm sure he would, with Bernie Sanders talking about this being the worst moment since the Civil War, which is ridiculous. But Steve Mnuchin on Cut 6 was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News, and he was talking a little bit about the differences between this situation and the Great Depression. Listen.
Aren't we talking close to 25% at this point, which is Great Depression neighborhood?
Chris, we could be, but let me just emphasize, unlike the Great Depression, where you had economic issues that led to this, we closed down the economy. So it wouldn't be a surprise if you closed down the economy that in half of the workforces, half the people didn't work. And that's why we're very focused on rebuilding this economy and getting it back to where it was. This is no fault of American business. This is no fault of American workers. This is a result of a virus. And that's why the president and I were determined to put together the largest economic program ever to help American workers get through this. So you are correct. The reported numbers are probably going to get worse before they get better. But that's why we're focused on rebuilding this economy. We'll have a better third quarter. We'll have a better fourth quarter. And next year is going to be a great year.
And that's certainly a strong line by the Trump administration. And as I mentioned last week, it's one of those reasons that I think President Trump is fighting so ferociously for re-election. He wants to be there when the economy gets better because I think he'd like to get some credit for it. He might deserve the credit. Meanwhile, their betting numbers have shifted in Trump's direction. And there's a general belief that religion is increasing its influence in the United States in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of closing churches and synagogues. Why is there that belief? We'll also talk to the author of a controversial ad attacking religion, from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, all coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, is right back there in the studio, and he can actually field your calls. We were talking before about Steven Mnuchin, and look, he's an impressively capable guy. And I appreciate the fact that he's not trying to sugarcoat this. We could be very well getting up to 25% unemployment. That means a lot more lost jobs. And it's devastating. And there are all kinds of strong indications about future directions from America, it seems to me, when you actually look in more detail about what these unemployment figures mean. But what it really means is 30 million tragedies. Nobody wants to lose a job. And I know people are saying, well, there's some people who are sitting home and they're getting more money from unemployment benefits. You know that's temporary. You know there's no future in that. And it is much harder to find a new job when you yourself are out of work than it is going from one job to another. That's a fact of economic life. Here was Steven Mnuchin, again, talking with Chris Wallace on Fox about plans to reopen the country. Listen.
Do you agree that there is a considerable risk, not to say you shouldn't do it, but there is a considerable risk to reopening both from a public health and an economic standpoint?
Chris, if we do this carefully, working with the governors, I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about what would be permanent economic damage to the American public, and we're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance. One of the things we've seen, Chris, is a lot of businesses can do telework. Not everybody has to come back into the office at the same time. But people will be able to go into stores. Some of them will have reservations when they go in. But businesses will be able to reopen. And I think, as you know, certain parts of the country had very devastating impacts, like New York, and certain parts of the country didn't. And this is all being monitored very, very carefully.
And by the way, the idea of federalism, that you don't have the same rules applying everywhere, that, it seems to me, is a very good idea. It's a very good idea within states. There are parts of the state that I live in that have been almost untouched by the coronavirus. Really, almost untouched. And in those parts of the states, businesses should be allowed to come back. And I think that's one of the things that we're going to hear about today with the coronavirus task force when President Trump does his first presser in a while. This was a little bit scary to me. Mnuchin was on again with Chris Wallace, and he was talking about another huge package to try to cushion the economic blow against the United States. This is one of many, many differences between this and the Great Depression. But here was the Secretary of the Treasury and what he had to say.
What the President and I are now saying is we spent a lot of money. A lot of this money is not even into the economy yet. Let's take the next few weeks. I'm having discussions with both the Republicans and the Democrats to understand these issues. The President and I are having conversations with outside people, with business. We just want to make sure that before we jump back in and spend another few trillion of taxpayers' money, that we do it carefully. We had an emergency process. It worked quickly. We're there to help the American people. We're going to be considerate. And if we need to help the American people in every aspect of this, as I've said before, we're willing to spend whatever it takes. But whatever it takes needs to be done carefully.
Okay. We're willing to spend whatever it takes. That means putting an increased burden on my grandchildren and yours. And maybe someday you'll have grandchildren. Do you understand it? They want specifically to help people through a payroll tax cut. Now, let me tell you, I have questions about that. And I think there are a lot of Republicans who do, not just Democrats. But the idea of a payroll tax cut, who was that aimed at? That's aimed at people who still have jobs. That's aimed at people who are still working. And if you have a situation where you have 6 million people, and that's the number so far who have left the workforce, who have even quit looking for a job, when you have already 15% of Americans who are looking for jobs can't find one, they're unemployed, and you may be going up to 25%, then it seems strange that they want to focus the relief on people who are still working with a payroll tax cut. Here is Steve Mnuchin.
Well, we're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way. And that will be one of the components. You've heard Mitch McConnell talk about liability. We agree with that completely. The Democrats have been asking for more money for states. We've been very clear that we're not going to do things just to bail out states that were poorly managed. But we're going to look at all these issues. And Chris, let me just emphasize, all these bills have had enormous bipartisan support. When we need to go back and work and get help the American public, we'll do this in a bipartisan way and make sure we get all these things included.
Okay, good. And let's hope so. The liability point that he mentioned is a very, very crucial point. And this is one area in which the President of the United States and Secretary Mnuchin and his top staff are exactly right, is that one of the things that's going to keep businesses from opening, because the government can say, oh, yeah, you're allowed to reopen, and there'll be a lot of businesses say, no, thank you, not in this climate, not in this context, because if you reopen and somebody gets sick, it's a lawsuit. And what you need is to encourage businesses to reopen, encourage people to go back to work by giving some liability protection. And that doesn't mean that there's no protection for the individual worker who goes back. It just means clearing away some of the regulations, some of the jackpot justice, some of the likelihood that the entire process of reopening the United States. By the way, they just reopened today, Disneyland Shanghai. And apparently they're entirely sold out. And they're doing it with all kinds of precautions. Germany reopened its schools today. And Germany probably has handled this entire problem, the entire pandemic, as well as any country on earth so far. They've done an outstanding job. And yeah, let's give some credit to Chancellor Angela Merkel. But one of the bases they have, and I was reading about this, in their school system, which is almost entirely public schools, government schools, they're testing the kids every day. And they have enough testing to do that. It's one of the reasons that testing is so important here, because maybe we do need something like that if we're going to when and when we reopen our schools. We'll be talking about the coronavirus and religion. Great time to attack religion? Well, Freedom From Religion Foundation thought so. We'll talk to its co-president coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House wants all nursing home residents and staff to be tested for coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. The vice president telling governors on Monday that the Trump administration and coronavirus task force are strongly recommending this be done. Dr. Deborah Birx of that White House task force saying that testing should be focused on all 1 million nursing home residents. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is confirming her intention to self-isolate after Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for coronavirus last week.
Out of an abundance of caution, I will follow a modified quarantine plan similar to what Dr. Fauci and other White House administration members have announced that they're doing.
The governor is saying, though she did not come in direct contact with the infected staffer during her visit to the White House, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy Justice Kavanaugh. On the Michael Medved Show, the Freedom From Religion Foundation ran an ad last week in the middle of the pandemic, and I think it's safe to say it's a controversial ad. Annie Laurie Gaylor is the co-founder and co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're based in Madison, Wisconsin. She's been a guest on the show before, as has the other co-president, her husband, Dan Barker. Annie Laurie, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I understand you designed this ad that ran in the New York Times, full-page ad.
Well, I wrote most of it, but of course part of it is involves a cartoon by Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist Steve Benson.
Right, and that, it's that cartoon that I thought, and I mentioned this on air, I should let you know, I thought it was particularly offensive and incredibly unnecessary. You have at the very top of the ad, I have it right in front of me, it says, "We need reason, not prayer, to combat the coronavirus." And then the cartoon shows a medical ambulance kind of truck that says on the back of it, WWJD, who would Jesus dial? And it shows a cartoon of Jesus complete with a crown of thorns and bug eyes, and Jesus is being wheeled away on a gurney, and he's saying, "Is there a doctor in the house?"
Yes,
when you saw that cartoon, did you think this might offend people?
No, actually, I didn't think it would offend people. We come from religion at very different angles, Michael, and I thought that it was a very good way to visualize the whole point of the ad, which is that we need reason, not prayer, and religion to combat the coronavirus. And we have been combating a lot of governors and churches and ministers who insist that churches should be staying open, for example, during the coronavirus, thereby not only endangering the parishioners, which you would think they wouldn't want to do, but endangering everyone else as their circle enlarges. And, of course, the
Annie Laurie, can I just
National
stop you?
Day of Prayer, which is the first Thursday of every May, which is an unconstitutional act of Congress that we have
Okay, I understand, and we've spoken before about the National Day of Prayer. But let me just correct you on something, because I was speaking this morning to one of the senior leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, and the head of...
Sorry.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I was just reminding somebody I'm on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Well, thank you. Look, the point is, the number of pastors who are planning to defy orders to reconvene their churches is very, very small. And none of the denominations, whether they're evangelical or Catholic or Orthodox Jewish or whatever, is saying anything other than respect the law, respect the safe procedures for your congregation. I will tell you, the Orthodox synagogue that I attend is closed down and will continue to be closed down until there's a decision by the medical experts who really are trying to monitor this thing that it's safe.
Well, I would agree with you that I think that most churches and congregations have been admirable in abiding by the social distancing orders. But you must recognize that over 20 governors made provisions in the stay-at-home orders, either completely exempting churches or saying you could have 20 or less or 10 or less.
And okay, so why not attack those governors rather than hold
churches.
On? You have a headline here. You have a headline right under this cartoon showing a dead, bug-eyed Jesus, or he's either dead or wounded.
He's got the coronavirus, and he's saying, "Is there a doctor in the house?" In other words, the answer.
But he has a crown of thorns on his head too.
Are not going to come to explain who he is. The answers are not going to come from on high, from prayer, from wishful thinking. The answers are going to come from science and reason. And I
okay,
would
you also have
that,
you know, I don't have Annie Laurie. I don't have any problem at all with a one line you have here. May reason and our secular constitution prevail. Reason and the secular constitution are both precious. But you have here a line that says nothing fails like prayer.
That's right. The universe is full of unanswered prayers. And, you know, unfortunately, our cemeteries are full of people who pray to live. And we know this is a fact. You cannot suspend the natural laws of the universe through wishful thinking. And our organization is made up of freethinkers, atheists and agnostics, and we know that nothing fails like prayer. If you have a problem, you have to solve it yourself. You have to use compassion and reason and evidence to solve these problems and not give up.
Let me just try this on you because we're running. Okay. You would agree with me, I think, that one of the great joys and blessings of America, or one of the, and I'll take away the term blessings because you might not like it, but one of the great advantages of life in America is we have all kinds of different religious faiths, and we've always had people of no faith who don't like organized religion. But we've always had an ability to talk respectfully to one another without insulting,
Actually, I would say that non-believers get dissed all the time in churches. You know, the fool has in his heart there is no God. They have done nothing good. That's in the Bible. And when you
can you think of a full page ad in a major newspaper that is attempting to raise money by insulting atheists?
Well, it's not attempting to raise money. It's attempting to get members of our organization.
Well, it's to raise money. You're asking for donations.
Well, no, we're mostly asking for memberships, Michael. And we are an atheist agnostic organization working for separation of church and state. This is our message. This is what appeals to our
Right, I understand. Can you think of a big ad like yours that was attempting to solicit members by attacking atheists? Because I can't.
Oh, I mean, we get attacked almost every Sunday from sermons in that blowhard.
Okay, but that would be,
no,
that would be comparable.
Constantly attacking atheists.
Hold on. That would be comparable. Doing it in sermons, Annie Laurie, would be comparable to you doing it at a meeting. At a meeting, you can say anything you want.
This ad is not attacking believers. There's nothing in here attacking believers or the First Amendment or someone's right to believe as they
like. Nothing fails like prayer?
Yeah, it's expressing our point of view, which is not an attack on an individual. It's not an ad hominem. It's not saying somebody's a bad person if they're a believer or they're going to go to hell and be tortured.
Have you ever run an ad that showed a cartoon image of, say, Mohammed, that's comparable to what you showed of Jesus here?
Well, we haven't run very many ads with cartoons, Michael, and Islam is less than 1% of the population in the United States, so the violations of separation between religion and government that we are usually dealing with are with Christianity, and that's a fact.
Right.
And I would also point out that when you say that, churchgoers are all abiding by the stay at home, no, there's a plaintiff in a case here in Wisconsin, we're in Madison, Wisconsin, a national group based here, and he is filing a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court saying that Governor Evers' stay-at-home order is violating his religious rights. He wants to
But that's following the law. He's doing it lawfully. In other words, supporting what the governor is doing is not required by law. Annie Laurie Gaylor, appreciate your conversation, your ability to join us. She is the co-president, co-founder of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We'll be right back with more on religion and coronavirus coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, that controversial ad that we were just talking about from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ad with a I think it's you may not consider it offensive. Offensive is always in the eye of the beholder. But it is certainly insulting. It's an insulting cartoon featuring Jesus, complete with a crown of thorns, supposedly suffering from the coronavirus. But that ad comes in the midst of what the Gallup organization describes as a religious paradox in terms of what we're experiencing in the country right now. And by the way, when it's minutes from now, President Trump is going to give his first live press briefing from his coronavirus task force in 2 weeks. So we will go to that directly. But the religion paradox, Frank Newport of Gallup writes about it. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. He says, we're seeing an interesting paradox in our recent data on religion in the age of the coronavirus. Americans have become significantly more likely to say that religion is increasing its influence on American life. And significantly more likely, it's doubled in 3 months. And the only thing that's happened in 3 months is basically the economic collapse and the onset of the coronavirus, with now 80,000 American deaths. And 80,000 deaths means more than double the deaths of the Korean War. You know that? In any event, what they say is that more people believe that religion is influencing American life, but there is no actual uptick of religiosity at the individual level. Now, part of that, of course, is because services are not being held in most churches, synagogues, mosques, Buddhist temples, nothing. And it's not because religion is discriminated against. It's in most states, it's outlawing all gatherings of more than, in some states, more than 10 people, in other states, it's more than 50 people. Specifically, according to Gallup, the percentage of Americans who say religion is increasing its influence in American life, in December of last year, so just 4 months ago, 5 months ago, it was 19%. And in April, the end of April, it had jumped up to 38%. So exactly double the percentage. Now, what they do is they break this down. And they say the highest ever number for Americans who said religion was increasing its influence on American life was right after the attacks of September 11th, 2001. And that was 71% of Americans thought religion was increasing. And then the question which was asked in 1969, that was the lowest, 14%. So 69, 70 were low points for religious influence, at least so Americans believed. What's fascinating about this is they put this together with Pew Research, and Pew Research asked a question: as a result of the coronavirus outbreak, has your own religious faith become stronger, weaker, or it hasn't changed much? The results showed 24% say their faith has become stronger. Only 2% have said their faith has become weaker, with the rest saying there's been no change or that the question didn't apply to them because they weren't religious to begin with. And here's the fascinating thing. They find out that all of the people in that Pew study, and this goes together with that Gallup study, and this explains why you have an assumption that more people, that there's more influence on religion in general, even when personal religious commitment hasn't changed. More, what they find here is that virtually all the people who say that, yes, religion has increased its influence are themselves religious. In other words, they're basing this on their own feeling, and that people who normally go to religious services, well, probably that's the same people who are tuning in to see all of these services online. And in some cases, in some churches, that's thousands of people. Now, there's another kind of faith that seems to have increased here, if you can call it that. It's profoundly secular. Joe Biden said this, and this is going to come back to bite him, and it's going to be another negative ad against him, but it's profoundly stupid. The audio at the very top, Jeremy, about the coronavirus opportunity, here is the presumptive Democratic nominee.
But this crisis is showing us what is essential. And I think it's time we reward people who actually make this country work. I do believe from this moment, from this crisis, we have an opportunity not just to rebuild the economy, but to transform it, to make our economy more resilient, whatever comes our way in the future. Making sure everyone has paid sick leave and child care support. Remaking our system of unemployment insurance into employment insurance to help people keep their jobs and get them in the first place. Putting millions of people to work. Building a new green economy that will position us to own the 21st century, and making sure we're producing here at home the machines and equipment we need to fight the pandemic, ensure public health, you know, guaranteeing an education that equips you to succeed, access to high quality, affordable health care. We can restore the basic bargain that used to exist in this country. The bargain was that if you contribute to the success of the enterprise, you share in the rewards.
Okay, Joe Biden saying that the crisis is an opportunity to transform the economy into a new green economy. This is a new green economy. That means solar and wind energy. Really, last week we reviewed the new Michael Moore film. And Michael Moore at least produces and releases under his name a devastating indictment of all of that phoniness about solar and wind. And the other point that Joe Biden seems to be making is that the economy wasn't working before. It very clearly was. Or that the real problem here is that we have to pay for more education. And this, it seems to me, this was a devastating and very, very important revelation in the new unemployment numbers that just came out. And yes, they're terrible numbers. But here's the fascinating thing for me, is everybody's going to pay attention to the fact that black unemployment was higher than white unemployment. But you know what? It's not that much higher. It's terrible for everybody. But 13.6% white unemployment, 16.3% black unemployment. Actually, the gap between white unemployment and black unemployment has narrowed since February. And what has not narrowed is the gap in education. And this is so dramatic. In other words, you have less than a 2% difference between, well, less than a 3% difference between black and white unemployment. But unemployment by level of education in these most recent numbers, people with a bachelor's degree or higher, people with a college degree, 8.4% unemployment. That's gone way up. But for people with less than high school who don't have a high school diploma, that's more than 10% of American adults over the age of 25. It's a lot of people. It's more than 20 million people. In any event, that group, 21% unemployment. And this is something that we can actually set our sights on. I mean, Joe Biden talks about transforming the country. How about transforming our educational system so that people graduate from high school? Everybody. And graduates from high school with maybe a vocational skill that guarantees you a job. And that, it seems to me, is something we can take out of this crisis and resolve to do better and differently. We'll be going to the president's press briefing as soon as it comes on. We'll also be speaking with Professor Paul Kangor about something like the Manhattan Project that won World War II. It's an ambitious project of the Trump administration in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.